Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 143 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, we are going through the book, Getting Things Done, The ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Our quote for today is from President Theodore Roosevelt. He said, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at fear in this episode. I personally truly believe, and this is yours truly saying this, millions have gone to the grave never accomplishing what God put in them to accomplish because they were afraid. Now let's get to it. Procrastination wears many disguises: downright laziness, the wicked indifference, forgetfulness, overwork, and may I add, not taking the time to plan. But behind the mask, I am convinced, is usually a single emotion: fear. It may be fear of pain, as in postponing a visit to the dentist, or more commonly, fear of embarrassment, fear of rejection, fear of failure. Analyze your fears. Precisely, what are you afraid of? Is your fear real or exaggerated? Is there anything you can do to increase your chances of success? Getting additional facts, rehearsing a presentation, seeking advice. Fears that have persisted for a long time in the form of vague uneasiness at a subconscious level often dissipate as soon, listen to this carefully now, fears that have persisted for a long time in the form of vague uneasiness at a subconscious level, this constant scariness, this constant, you can't put your finger on it, but you have this, if you will, spirit of fear always present with you. And may I add, yours truly, that a whole lot of that comes from your sinful nature and from the devil and his demons. That's what I believe. And only through Christ can you overcome that and do all things. But anyway, let's get back to the text. Fears that have persisted for a long time in the form of vague uneasiness at a subconscious level often dissipate as soon as they are faced squarely and alternatives are honestly examined. Above all, ask yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen? Often it would be only a moment's embarrassment or the need to admit a mistake, which, by the way, may I add, is a good thing, is a very healthy thing, to admit mistakes, to admit failures. It has a pride-killing impact. And oftentimes, when you think you're going to be embarrassed about something, you're the only one feeling embarrassed for you, because nobody really knows what happened. In many cases throughout life, things that you are so afraid about, people hearing about you failed or whatever, they don't even, first of all, they don't know what you're doing, and they don't know if you failed or not. I recall a situation where a pastor was so concerned about some kind of, somebody was telling some kind of story about him, and he went and he was so fearful that people would find out about this lie that somebody was saying about him, and this is yours truly adding this, he wrote up some kind of article and bought a Google ad talking about she's lying. And nobody knew what he was talking about. Yes, he was well known as far as being on television and stuff like that. But you can be on television and not be as well known as you think. And when you're innocent, as you're claiming, you never need to advertise anything or try to defend yourself. Never, never, never. If you know, and I'm talking to regarding that, you know, I believe that you need to be a child of God. And maybe if you're not saved, if you know you have not done anything wrong, you don't have to defend yourself, and you don't have to worry about what people think. Because let me just tell you this secret. God is in control of your life. God is in control of everything. And I'm here to tell you the things that you think you might be embarrassed about, God can block people from even seeing it. And not only that, God can show so much favor to you by causing people to like you and open up doors for you. They may even see something on your record, but they're going to, like I talked about to some men today, they may have one blind eye and one good eye and choose not to say anything about it because of the power and favor of God. See? Okay, and I'm talking in this case now about people who know God and who know Jesus Christ as Savior. And you're being obedient to God. He will show you favor. He will cause people to show you favor. And God will open up doors for you, even though you're not perfect. And understand that nobody is. God can make people like you who you never thought would like you. And so, however, I digress a little. Let me get back on track and go back to the text. Sometimes, he goes on to say, however, the fear will remain. In this case, the key words to remember are act as if. Try to picture yourself actually doing the thing you are postponing. See yourself making the sales pitch, or giving the speech, or confronting the hostile committee. And imagine yourself doing it coolly and with self-confidence. Then tell yourself that no matter how much fear you may feel, you're going to act as if. You're going to act as if. Let me repeat that. Then tell yourself Let me go back further. Try to picture yourself actually doing the thing you are postponing. See yourself making the sales pitch, or giving the speech, or writing the book, or confronting the hostile committee, and imagine yourself doing it coolly and with self-confidence. Then tell yourself that no matter how much fear you may feel, you're going to act as if you had none. Whether you call this process the self-fulfilling prophecy, or psycho-cybernetics, or psyching yourself out, or merely positive thinking, the fact remains, as millions of people have found, it works. Now, dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Now, let's pray our prayer together that we pray each time we have this podcast. We join together in this podcast, rather. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Holy Father God, please save every soul under the sound of my voice as they now hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is in his name I do pray. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.